The story is told about the great Chafetz Chaim, who was traveling on a drushka, on a wagon, from Minsk to Pinsk in order to sell his books. And he was sitting in the back of the wagon, an unassuming Jew, and as he was traveling, the wagon driver turns around and he says to him, "Von wannen kommt ihr? Where do you come from?" So the Chafetz Chaim in the back said, "You know, I come from Radin. It's a small town, maybe you heard of it." The wagon driver says, "Radin? Of course I heard of Radin. Radin is the town where the great Chafetz Chaim lives. Do you know him? Do you ever see him?" So the Chafetz Chaim in the back says, "You know something? He's a fine Jew, but he's not really such a great man." At which point, the wagon driver turns around and starts to beat him and hit him and berate him. "You mechutzif you, how dare you speak this way about the great Chafetz Chaim?" When the Chafetz Chaim got home, he called together his students and he said to them, "My whole life I've been teaching you and trying to impress upon you the importance of not telling Lashon Hara. And from this wagon driver, I learned a very important lesson. That one also must not tell Lashon Hara about oneself." The Meraglim in this week's Parsha committed a terrible sin. So much so that the Gemara tells us, "Vayivku ha'am ba'layla ha'hu," that upon hearing the report of the Meraglim, the Jews began to cry, and God got upset at them and said to them, "Atem bechisem bechia shel chinam. You cried for no reason, and I'm going to establish for you a crying for all generations." And that was the beginning of Tisha B'Av, and that was the night of Tisha B'Av, and we know, of course, what Tisha B'Av represents. A terrible thing the Meraglim did. But what was their sin? What exactly did they do wrong? Did they sin against the land? No, they refer to the land as Zavas Cholav Udvash. They echoed the old promise of God to Moshe that he would deliver the Jewish people from Egypt to a land that was Zavas Cholav Udvash. Did they sin against God? Did they demonstrate a lack of faith in God? Look carefully. Look carefully at the verses. They didn't do that either. They never said that God lacks the power to do what God wants. They never said that God lacks the power to bring the Jews into Eretz Yisrael. They never challenged the omnipotence and the strength of God. So what was their sin? It was not against God. It was not against the land. But the sin was against themselves. Lo nuchal la'alos. We will not be able to do it. We will not be able to conquer. We will not be strong enough in it to be able to overcome. We can't do it. We won't be able to manage it. The sin of the Meraglim was Lashon Hara about themselves. The sin was against themselves, not appreciating and understanding their own abilities, their own capabilities, and being in a position to be able to conquer the land as was originally promised to them. We need to echo the words of Kalev. Alo na'ale v'yorashnu osa, ki yacholnu chala. God gives us powers, and God gives us strength, and God gives us abilities. Let's not underestimate them. Let's appreciate them and utilize them to the best of our abilities. Have a good Shabbos.